It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to an episode of The Walking Dead Recap Show. Yes, we're finally sitting down. I finally got some of my peeps together, and I'm like, I gotta do this. Gotta do it. We gotta put it out there now. We're gonna be talking about the last four episodes. The last four episodes, but it's gonna be separate. Don't worry. We're not gonna put it all in one time. The Walking Dead, the episode, The Big Scary You, episode 5 that aired on November 19th. But before we do any of that, first I have to say Happy New Year to Kristen. Happy New Year, Kristen.
Happy New Year.
Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com is with us. People, Jesus and Branson.
Barely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Before we even got on the air, y'all out there listening, she's like yawning. And the girl's like 19 and she's already yawning.
Listen, I'm 33 years old.
You sound older than me, and I'm older.
And I was running around with my niece all day so that she can spend her Christmas money. So
people,
I'm tired.
People, if you want to know, she was driving her around and going to the mall. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about it. The Big Scary You. Now, of course, we already have the mid-season finale. You have watched the episode, right, Kristen?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. All right. So let's talk about it. In this episode, this was the episode that I think a lot of people were waiting for Negan and Father Gabriel to be stuck in that, I guess, workshop mobile home kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what did you think about their intense moments back and forth? Do you think there was a higher being putting Father Gabriel in Negan's line of fire to confess some of his sins?
I don't know.
I guess it kind of
worked out that way.
I mean, Negan, we did see a softer side of Negan in this episode.
Yes.
You know? So I don't know.
Yeah, and the only time we ever see Negan like that is usually when he's with Carl.
That is true. Watching even right now, kind of taking my notes of the mid-season finale, Carl had a special place in his heart. You know?
Yes.
And
sorry, I was yawning again.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, you need to drink some water or something. Stretch a little bit.
Okay. Gosh.
Did you not like this episode? That's what it is.
No, I liked it.
Oh God.
The thing is that I am so sick of Eugene.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's not a secret, Mike. Come on, let's be real.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna lie.
Happened a few seasons ago.
Yeah, I'm not. And even these last four episodes, watching how Eugene's process there, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Still hate you.
He's terrible.
So we're both not fans of Negan. I mean, of Eugene. Now I'm just gonna jump to it, anyways. I mean, screw it. He ends up helping. Since we're on Eugene, did that help your feelings towards Eugene? Did you, like, after you watch it, did you go, okay, maybe he deserves a second chance?
Are we talking about the whole thing with Gabriel?
Or just yeah, might as well.
Just that. I mean, he kind of redeemed himself a little bit, but I don't know. Like, I just can't figure out if he's really with Negan.
Right.
Or if he's just hating the fact that he's pretending. I don't know. I can't. He's one of those characters that I just cannot figure out. And I think that's what makes me hate him even more.
Yeah, I even watching it right now again, I was like, yeah, that doesn't do anything. He's still a piece of shit. I can't stand the guy.
Yeah,
can't stand him. So yes, so he winds up helping, and you know, and that's the whole thing. Daryl and Rick slug it out in this episode. Daryl. Okay, now, and so we're not gonna. What I don't want to do is I don't want to go into details because, you know, I don't want to, like, cross over these next three episodes. But we can just kind of touch a little bit since.
Uh-huh.
But it's obvious that Daryl is on a mission. Okay, let's put it this way. Let me tell you what happened. So my wife and I were watching The Walking Dead, and no lie, we start watching it, and I'm like, how the hell did Okay, because I was waiting for the episode. I was like, okay, I know that these two were locked up together, you know, and I knew it was going to be awesome. And I knew they – I saw the commercials since I was so behind of them walking out with the zombie guts on them. And I knew that, you know, Gabriel was going to get, you know, captured. So then my wife and I start watching it. And all of a sudden, the episode – it starts with the episode where Gabriel is in the closet dying. And I'm like – I told my wife, I'm like, what happened? What did we miss? Maybe this is a flashback? Yeah. Come to find out, we watch episode 6, episode 7, episode 8, the mid-season finale yesterday. Finished it finally because we have a newborn in the house. And last night I tell my wife, I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and start getting notes ready so I can recap it with Kristen. I start this episode and I'm like, hey, I never saw this episode. So everything came to light because, I, you know, watching this episode, I even told my wife, I was like, I think we missed one. But I did not know that Rick and Daryl slugged it out like they did. And I told my wife, I was like, hun, Rick knew Daryl wanted to do this plan. And Rick tried stopping him. I mean, he kind of did a little bit, but Daryl was on a mission. I mean, without touching all the other episodes, how are your feelings towards Daryl during that from here on of like on a mission to get off the original mission?
I don't want to say.
Were you mad at him? I mean, let's.
I wasn't mad, but I saw what was coming with him and Rick. Like, I don't know why Daryl was so like hell bent on deviating from the original plan.
Well, maybe it's because of the crap that he went through.
I get that, but they had such a well laid out plan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like the way that they were just scouting these locations and trying to take them out one by one. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like, and I love Daryl.
Right.
That is also not a secret.
I know.
But I was like, come on, what are you doing?
I mean, we definitely saw the red flags in previous episodes where Daryl wasn't letting anybody, especially Saviors, talk. I mean, he was killing. And even Rick was looking at him like, dude, chill out. Like, I'm the one that's supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, but at the same time, Rick was like that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it was like from one episode to the next, Rick was like high and mighty and let's not kill anyone.
Well, no, I think he had a plan. He had a plan. I think that's
Yeah, but aren't they to the point where it's like kill or be killed with these people?
Well, yeah, I think it is, but I think there was a plan to kill all these people. I mean, Rick was writing on napkins. You know, he had a master plan to take out each little post and get to the heart, to the head of the serpent.
Well, to be fair, the way that I feel like at some point, I don't know what episode it was, but I feel like at some point Rick's mission changed, Daryl's mission changed, and Jesus's mission changed.
Oh God, do not get me started. Okay, we'll talk about that because you and I haven't been able to talk about the past couple episodes. But
my thing is that I feel like from one episode to the next, like they all change directions and I'm like, what happened?
I don't see that. I could see definitely watching and then seeing Daryl. I think you're right on Daryl. I would agree with that. That somewhere I was like, you know, if we were sitting together, I would have been like, hey, is he fucking up? He's fucking up. Fuck some shit up. Jesus, definitely, because I swear to God, I was that and stems back with Morgan, you know, and when Morgan goes ballistic in John Wick on everybody, and Jesus is like, we don't kill anybody, we're not. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, hold up, you're like Mr. Ninja.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I liked seeing him kick some ass, and then all of a sudden he's like, we can't kill.
I don't like.
I'm like, listen, I know your name is Jesus and everything, but
yeah, I don't like Jesus anymore.
Don't say that. No, you can't give up on him.
I look, let's put it this way. I don't like Jesus because of his mindset, but I do like him as long as he's protecting all my favorite characters.
Okay.
So as long as he's doing his thing, his job, then we're good. But his mindset is off. But as for Rick, even when he hangs out with the trash people and he shows up with the trash people and he gets on the walkie-talkie, Rick is still on the plan. Like he's solo. Like he doesn't know that everybody else is veering off into different directions. So I think Rick was still on that plan. I mean, I think that's how he sold it to the trash people. Those trash people, I really wanted to punch in their face too, because they just.
Oh God, they're the worst.
But I get it. I mean, I get Rick needs the numbers. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was. But I did not see this fight like it was. And then for them to, you know, blow all the shit up, and then, you know, Daryl's like, I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah.
And I think Rick, I kind of feel that Rick felt like, okay, I see why he's going, wants to kill everybody, but there's a plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, that the whole, I think during these episodes, couple episodes before that, when Daryl started shifting, I was tweeting out, I was like, okay, Daryl. And then it didn't help that Snatch Face Tara was right in his ear going, yeah, 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 let's kill, kill, kill.
I know. And I was like, can you just stop, girl?
There was a plan. Why couldn't Tara die? but yeah, so I mean, yeah, those are probably the two big moments. You know, I mean, seeing Negan's softer side, you know, and even then, watching Negan, and even like, and I don't want to touch on the other episodes yet, but it almost seems like Negan, he is brutal, but
yes,
he doesn't, he does want everything kind of to move well. I mean, like, you know, surprisingly enough, the way that he treated. You know, when he first took all the guns, and I thought, okay, yeah, he's going to beat the shit out of Gabriel and then figure out what they're going to do. But it was like a level, an even playing field, you know, like, yeah, he gave back his guns and he's like, okay, let's get out of this. And in fact, the zombie almost bites Gabriel and then Negan saves him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he just saved him because he liked him, or he saved him because he was a priest, or he saved him because Negan, kind of deep down in that blackness, has a heart, maybe?
I'm still hoping we get some kind of a backstory for him.
You want,
because
to,
we
you
get, like,
that,
little pieces here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never like, enough to really piece together what kind of person he was before the whole thing.
Right. All we know now
it's
is,
like, we don't really, yeah, know why these little soft moments come through, like, with Carl and...
telling you, he's deep down inside, I think he's a nice guy, but he just he does such evil shit that,
that's,
you know,
Mike, that's pushing it a little bit. That what? He's a nice guy.
I mean, he is a nice guy. He is. He's just, in order for him to keep his machine, he has to be the executioner. You know, because if you really look at it, okay, let's really look at it, okay. Everybody in the group has done some evil shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just because, is it so bad that Negan, and I know how you feel about it because.
Don't say it.
Because Negan killed one of your favorite characters, Glenn. But you know what? Negan has to do what he has to do to survive and for his group and his people. Rick does the same thing. Michonne does the same thing. Everything. But I guess Negan looks worse because. He's evil. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm Team Negan, because I'm always going to be Team Rick. But I can, you know, I could see, just like I can see how Daryl is going batshit crazy and wants to ruin the whole master plan. And you know, down deep, down inside, mid-season finale, you know Daryl, even though it wasn't his fault, you know he's still going to think it was his fault. Like, he should have stayed with the plan. Fucking
for sure.
Fucking terrible.
Definitely.
All right, so I think, are we good with this episode?
I think so.
So, scale of 1 to 10, how did you feel when you were watching this episode? As soon as it ended, did you go, I would give this episode a...
I mean, oh, it's been God. A minute since I watched it.
Oh, God, that's an excuse.
So, I don't remember.
That's an excuse. So, honestly, but... if Brancy was here right now, both of y'all would say... I mean, it was good, but it was kind of slow. It didn't have a lot of action in it.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that.
It's kind of like the Morgan episode, kind of. No, I mean, it was still good. It just, yeah, it was kind of there. Right?
Nothing is like that Morgan episode.
So, yeah. So, you probably would give it a 6.
No, actually, I was going to say an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
It wasn't bad.
Okay. I know. I'm not saying you think it was bad. I just think that you thought it was a little bit slow.
It was.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
But it wasn't bad, but I liked it.
All right.
So I don't need Daryl and Rick fighting. That's the one thing I don't need.
Well, Daryl needs to Get shit together. There's a plan, for Christ's sakes. Okay. All right, so I give it, if I had to give it, so you give it a supposedly 8 equals really a 6. I would probably agree if you're lying. I would agree to your lying self of an 8.
Oh, my God.
8 for me. 6 for you, but you say 8. And I think that's it. And so me and Kristen are going to come back and talk about and give our feelings about the next episode and the next episode and the next episode. I think that's it. Kristen, I know you got some stuff online. You and I haven't talked in a while online to share, but I know you got the blog and the Twitter and the Instagram, and you'd be giving away stuff and like wristbands and bracelets, and you'd be selling like children. I don't know where the hell that came up from, but you're partnering up with something. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead. What's your blog and everything?
I'm on accordingtokristen.com and on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_.
There you go.
And Facebook at According to Kristen.
There it is. There it is. Check out her stuff. And I know that you're also, do you have your little journal thing that you started up with some of your peeps? Is it connected to your blog, or is that something totally separate?
No, it's not connected to my blog. I probably should post something up about that, but yeah, it's just a literary journal, but it's called Long Leaf Review.
All right. Something new that she's doing. Some kind of, adult, what is it? Adult writing, like sex stories. Is that what you're doing?
No, Michael.
You should have said yes. You got more people to check it out.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. All right, too late. So for me, if you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, that is it. Everything's on there, the Snapchat, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. Everything is on the blog, iwatchmike.com. And on the top, if you go up to the top, you'll see something where it says podcasts. You can find this podcast, so that way you can subscribe to the iTunes or audioboom.com. But also, the girls and I, well, the girl, because the other girl's not there, and Jesus, who knows what he's doing right now. We recapped Fear of the Walking Dead. And by the way, Kristen, thanks for joining me on those last couple of episodes.
Oh, my God.
And I think that's it, so just surf around there. iWatchMike.com, that is it. And we'll come back in just a few to talk more of the Walking Dead.